From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
There's been sharp criticism of the operations of the Windward Islands Banana Company. The Netherlands Antilles are in deeper financial trouble than was first feared, and Colombia to include income from illegal drugs in their GDP calculations. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The St. Lucia Banana Corporation is challenging the usefulness and relevance of the leading banana organization in the Windward Islands. The SLBC is making no secret of its dissatisfaction with the operations of WIBDECO, the Windward Islands Banana Development and Exporting Company. The corporation wants WIBDECO offices in the islands to be closed as part of cost-cutting measures in the banana industry. Corporation Chairman Patrick Joseph says the SLBC will be advocating a new role for WIBDECO when the contract between the two comes up for renegotiation next February. The four-year-old WIBDECO serves the banana corporations of St. Lucia and Dominica and the associations in St. Vincent and Grenada. Pete Ninval reports.
Mr. Joseph's vision of the new WIBDECO is simple. His detractors say simplistic. The SLBC chairman says the corporation will be articulating its vision when it renegotiates its contract with WIBDECO. The objective, he says, is to stop duplication of duties that can be performed by the